stop. Max and Stacy's threesome.
What's up, everyone? Threesome podcast number 85.
Yes.
Lex and Stacy back in business 2016. Hell yeah.
It's our third one in for the year.
Yeah, which is pretty good considering I've been like in the hospital. Your mom's been in the hospital. It's been a MASH unit for yes. The threesome podcast.
Which one of us is Wayne Rogers or was?
Almost was me.
I know. How are you feeling?
Feeling good. I have AFib, tachycardia, all that electrical stuff that comes up and jumps on you every 5 or 6 years. And always at an inopportune time. Like 2 months before your insurance starts.
Yeah.
Or 2 weeks, rather. And
Either, it may as well be.
Yeah.
At that point.
Yeah. You know, and I just was getting a little concerned. Usually I can stay in AFib for a couple of days. It'll jump back out and I'll start taking my meds again like a good little boy. But this time it didn't. The meds make me feel terrible.
In what way?
Sluggish. You know, I don't want to do anything.
Right. So they're awesome.
No, not because they don't do enough to buzz you. They just make you feel like crap.
Well, then boo. No morphine, no liquid Lortab.
I may need some morphine for what they did to my throat when they did this shock me back into life thing.
What did they do to your throat?
Well, they put a camera down it.
Okay.
They knock you out for this, of course, because my gag reflex would have me barfing that terrible food all over them.
Which is another reason why you could never be gay.
Yeah. And, thank you. And I,
Reason number 263.
So I'm laying on this bed, and this place is like an electrical heart reconstruction convention. There had to be 25 patients in there. And they fit me in and got me in a bed and everything. And they told me to lay on my side. And they gave me like this plastic thing to bite on, like a mouthpiece, and then had a hole in it for the tube to go down.
And you woke up and your ass was sore.
And yeah, you never know what you're going to wake up to. All of a sudden, this lady shows up and looks like Mary McDonald.
Really?
And she's the nurse, and she says, "Oh, we haven't put shock patches on you yet." And I went, "Shock patches."
Back off, stands with a fist.
Yeah. Talks to the sun or whatever the fuck your name is. And she goes, "No." So they put these huge patches on me, you know, like 4 inches by 6 inches on my back and on my front. And that's how they're going to shock me. I still have the burn marks on me.
Oh, so did your hair singe?
Well, they shaved that part off.
Oh, phooey.
You know?
I'd like for you to wake up and smell burning hair. And,
well, there probably was, because the outline of the shock marks are still on me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Roasted Lex.
Yeah. I mean, they can't be good for you.
Well, yeah. I would have to think anything that causes, you know, third degree burns.
So they shocked me back in, but whoever shoved the camera down my throat so they could see I didn't have a clot in my heart must have just scraped my tonsils out.
Oh.
I mean, it's like I can barely swallow any food without immense pain.
Another reason you can't be gay.
And it's been 5 days, and it hasn't gotten any better.
I'm sorry. I mean, it feels, have you looked? Are you like?
Yeah, it's like got a
red.
Yeah, it's beyond red. It's swollen, and you know, it feels like strep throat. That's what it feels like.
Well, I guess lots of ice cream.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
Frozen yogurt.
Yeah, I've drank cold water, ice cream, all that. Doesn't do shit. It's only one thing that does shit. Oxycontin. it's the only thing that works. And then I knock my heart all out of rhythm again, and it's just a vicious circle.
Yeah.
But I'm dying to get back to working out. I was working out so hard and doing so good. And, you know, I was just getting in great shape. And now I'm like in limbo, you know?
Right.
And it sucks. It just sucks.
So, I mean, what are your restrictions right now physically?
None, but I'm getting used to that medicine. You know, it's like I feel like, you know, like when I go up the steps to bring the dogs in from a walk, that I got to sit at the top of the stairs and catch my breath, where just 3 weeks ago, I was running those stairs, all eight floors, up and down, right. Up and down, up and down. You know, so something's going on.
I would say that's your heart. I mean, you know, it probably, I don't know, was bruised with being shocked and stuff. It's tuckered. It's healing right now.
Yeah, I guess so. Either way, I'm very grateful. You know that.
Yes.
So I'm not bitching and complaining until now, only because you're asking questions. Other than that, I've said nothing to nobody.
Did this make Lisa change her mind?
What do you mean?
I don't know.
From marrying me?
Yes.
I don't know. She hasn't said anything yet. You know, I haven't seen any bags being packed or anything.
Has she been making you sign forms and stuff?
No. I ain't married to her yet. She gets nothing.
It's like if a big guy can just hang on till the wedding.
It's like should have married me last year, stupid. All this could be yours.
Yes.
And by all this, I mean the same thing you're going to get anyway.
Crushing debt.
Mm-hmm.
And now she gets all yours, too.
Yeah.
Lucky girl.
Uh-huh. Yeah, this will be a long engagement.
You gotta get some bills paid off first.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, it's a reality.
Yes.
Yeah, that doesn't hurt my feelings. Not at all. You know, I mean, I don't want to saddle anybody with that.
Well, that's sweet.
Yeah. You know, I basically proposed to her to let her know that I feel that way about her. We've had that whole conversation. We're in no hurry to walk down the aisle.
As I said, you've got to give me plenty of warning because I intend to crochet you something nice.
Is it gonna be the quilt of malcontent?
The quilt of despair.
Yeah.
No.
No. Okay.
No.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I didn't know you had quilt making abilities.
I don't. I have crocheting abilities.
Oh, okay.
Two different things. Both equally, I'm not going to say that, both semi-lame.
Man, I have such a boner that you crochet.
Do you really?
Shut up. No.
I know. Did you hear that? That's the sounds of thousands of penises going very limp right now.
Yeah, it sounds like a tornado siren.
Sorry about the lack of boners, boys.
Yeah. Stacy with this totally seductive voice, and it's like, I crochet.
I do, though.
Hey, please tell me you're a Girl Scout leader, too.
Oh, God, no. I was a Girl Scout. And I hate girls.
You do?
I do. I think teen girls are just the worst beasts that walk the earth.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, biggest monsters. We've talked about that. But
I have one, and she's as good a kid as you can get, and even she can't help herself.
It's like, wow. You guys just are awful little cunts.
Yeah.
I hate you all. Talk to me when you hit 25.
Yeah, she got offered to be a bridesmaid in a wedding. And she told her, she goes, no offense, but no. I went, Sam. She goes, I don't want to do it. I went, oh my God, you're so me. I mean, it's really bad. I mean, that is a thing about me her mother hated, was the fact that, well, she called it self-absorbed. I just called it, I'm not being manipulated into shit I don't want to do.
Knowing what you want to do. Yeah. That's the positive resume spin for it.
Yeah, well, I just told her, it's like, I don't want to do it, so I'm not doing it. It's that simple. It's not arrogant. It's not thoughtless. As a matter of fact, I put a lot of thought into this, and the answer is no.
See, I've been in exactly outside of my own. I was in two weddings my entire life, and they were literally a week apart. And it was like, thanks, friends. Thanks for killing me financially. I appreciate it.
A very good friend of ours was getting married for the second time, but she paid the money and did it up like it was the first. And, you know, did all the bells and whistles and did it on the opening day of football season. And I told her for 11 months, I'm not coming. I was like, Pittsburgh and the Ravens open up the season. Bitter rivals, you know, fucking Labor Day weekend. No. There's no way I'm going to be sitting on a fucking table of eight eating shitty church food while the Pittsburgh Steelers are playing.
And you're right.
Yeah.
You've got your weddings that are like, you know, super fancy that like actually have, you know, it catered at some nice place. And then there's the other where the reception's at the church hall.
And she goes, what if we move it to Saturday? I said, oh, like all people do? I said, yeah, that's a problem too. That's when the Gators kick off.
See, I never understand that. Why do people have their weddings on Sunday? You know, Saturday, more people have an opportunity to have fun Saturday night, that kind of thing. I've never understood, like, the Sunday wedding.
Yeah. She's like, I'm one of your closest family friends. You know, a football game takes precedence over my wedding. I said, it takes precedence over the fact you couldn't get it right the first time. I said,
yeah, that's self-absorbed.
I said, I don't think the second time around you should do a big wedding. I said, especially when it's your husband's third time around.
Oh, God. No, you wear a dingy ivory-colored gown and you do it in someone's living room.
No, you go to the fucking courthouse and then you go off to a casino.
Or just kill, you know, have the Justice of Peace come to the casino.
And keep the theme right, because you're gambling with your life another time. Yeah.
No, I agree.
Yeah, I used to just get called just the most self-absorbed asshole ever. You know, just, you're an asshole. Every day I got called an asshole at some point.
Aw. Not by me.
No, by the woman I divorced.
Which wasn't me.
Right. No, I'm sure behind my back most of you radio people were saying the same things, but at least you had the decency to keep it to yourselves.
It wasn't you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I was insulated. Yeah. He admits it.
It's like, you've got Hitler and George Bush. Let's see. You're George Bush in that instance. And we love you.
No.
I don't want you to be Hitler.
Well, come up with somebody different. Jesus Christ.
Donald Trump.
No. No. Somebody, you know. Somebody more evil, but at least successful. Jesus Christ.
Well, Donald Trump, I guess, would be evil and successful.
All right. If that's who it has to be, I'll take that over George Bush. I'll put it that way.
All right. Poor Jeb. I saw a great headline. It was either today or yesterday on, I think, Gawker. But it was, Barbara Bush gives Jeb an early birthday present by giving him 35 seconds of attention.
You know, I like the fact that Jeb likes himself enough that he thinks he should be the one who's president, at least. Because I sincerely believe back in 2000, he was still the choice out of the two brothers. And when he kind of got an inkling that, no, I really won't be the president. I'm going to have all my dad's cronies and him calling the shots. And I'm just going to be some figurehead asshole to take the hit for all this. No thanks.
I think he's just spending daddy's money right now and having a semi-good time at it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that. I don't think he has the disdain for his family that we all think he does. I just think
He should.
I just think it was indigestible for him to just not be able to get to do the job like his dad did.
Right. And not I know.
And not have to have his cabinet and all his peeps and all that stuff and eat that speech that I got you where you are, son. You'd never be president without me, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, wah, 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 wah.
Yeah.
The Charlie Brown it's teacher.
Like, and it's like, you know, being governor of Florida is not so bad. I'll just do that.
And I thought he actually did a pretty good job.
Yeah, he did
and
okay.
That's me as a bleeding heart liberal. I had no issue with him.
No, I have no issue with him either. So a lot of these guys I don't have much of an issue with.
Oh, Rick Snyder of Michigan. Everyone has an issue with him.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to talk to you about this very much so. Who besides him made this decision happen?
Okay, what's been happening? And I'm going to try to keep it as bipartisan as possible. But, you know, when you have your elections, even on the local level, you are voting. If you're in a city, you vote for your mayor, you vote for your city council. All these people are voted in by the citizens, by the voters. What he has been doing since he became governor, 3 years ago or whatever it was, when there are cities like Flint, for instance, I believe Pontiac, because that's how the Silverdome got sold for $500,000. He bypasses basically the elected people that the people of the city voted in, and he installs a emergency manager. And this person goes in and cuts and slashes and does all this stuff to get the city back in shape without having to worry about really answering to anything because they weren't voted in. As soon as they're done with their job, they're going to be yanked. And the city council and the mayor and all these people have no say. Like, they are completely powerless. They're just sitting there with their elected thumbs up their asses.
Uh-huh.
So Rick Snyder did this for Flint, and I don't remember the guy's name right now, but he put in this emergency manager. An emergency manager going through, slashing and cutting, trying to get Flint out of the hole. It stopped getting water from Detroit and started getting it out of the Flint River. And the issue is, the Flint River itself doesn't have the lead, but what it is it is so incredibly abrasive. It's corrosive. That's the word. The water is so corrosive that all of these pipes throughout the entire city, the protective film on the inside of it, the water actually ate through that so that all of the lead in the pipes got into the water system.
So now any water put through there.
Right. They are now getting water from Detroit again, but it doesn't make a difference now because it's coming through all of these pipes and it's still releasing the lead.
And we're talking about billions of dollars of pipes.
Billions, yes. The city is screwed, and it makes me so sad. You know, I Flint just has not had a chance, basically, since Michael Moore did Roger and Me, you know? It just got screwed a lot faster and a lot bigger than Detroit did.
So, do they have, like, a lead treatment plant they could build, or?
I don't know. I don't know if anyone has any answers right now. What they actually are working on, because there is this now this whole generation of kids who are basically going to be really stupid. Uh-huh. Sorry, but they, along with just the actual act of replacing the pipes in the city and everything, now they have to start looking at the schools, the education, because they're going to have to bring in help. They're going to have to bring in special educators who can deal with this influx of special needs kids.
I mean, the good news is they may not need to use a number two pencil. They can just write with their fingernail.
Yes. Nice.
Just kidding. I mean, has it been going on long enough to create special needs kids?
It's been going on for about 18 months. And lead cannot be the when lead poisoning, it can't be turned around. Once you get lead in your system, it's there, it stays there, and the damage is done, and there's no fixing it. It can be offset a little tiny bit if you eat vegetables like spinach. And actually, I guess Governor Snyder's office actually sent like a big blanket letter to all the citizens of Flint suggesting that, hey, parents, you should be good parents and you should be making sure your kids eat their vegetables. That was like one of their things for fighting this.
Before they turn into one.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
It's awful.
I know Michael Moore's down there raising hell.
You know, it's nice. I saw Cher, of all people, is sending like 181,000 water bottles to Flint. It's nice to see that celebrities finally, you know, it's not Haiti. It's not, you know, some cool other country. It's here in the United States. We did this to our own people. The government did this to our own people.
Wow.
It's pretty awful.
All on the road to good intentions.
No, all on the road to cutting costs.
Well, yeah, but
you know, the Republican way, you know, and not giving a shit about. Because that's the thing, too. If they had at least had the forethought of, okay, we're getting the water from the Flint River now, and it's incredibly corrosive, all they had to do was make some changes, the way I understand it, at least, at the treatment plant, you know, and this all could have been avoided. But you have someone, you put in this emergency manager, who couldn't possibly know all of this stuff, and because they've bypassed all the elected officials and the proper channels and everything, no one was there to say, hey, we need to do something about this before you start sending the water to the people.
So they didn't even do a water study?
No. Nope. The people, like, immediately could tell a difference in the water. Rachel Maddow, actually, back in December, I think, as she started covering this, I kind of hold her responsible, thank goodness, for bringing this to a national level of attention. Talking to people who said, you know, I can't take a shower anymore because the water burns my skin. The one of the GM plants in Flint had to actually start bringing water in from elsewhere because the Flint, the water that they were using, which is the same water the people of Flint were drinking, was corroding engine parts that they were making.
Oh, my God.
And this is what the people were bathing with and drinking And that's why it ate through the pipes, and which has now released all the lead.
Man, that's horrible.
Yeah.
That is absolutely horrible. I mean, it makes me sick. It really does.
I'm glad it does. I mean, you know, I'm glad. I hope it does other people. I hope people realize that this is what could be happening. And this isn't even, honestly, a Republican thing. It just happens that Rick Snyder was Republican. But you need to pay attention. And, you know, if you notice something like this is happening where suddenly your water, something as simple and as... You need it. You need water. It's fundamental. It's not a luxury. You need water, you know?
Oh, our water supply by 2030 is, it's going to be a huge world issue.
I know. I know lots of places, United States, like faraway states, are eyeballing the Great Lakes water. And it's like, you can't start pumping that out. You know, you can't. You guys need to fix your own water problems.
Uh-huh. Flint's going to need the Great Lakes water.
Yeah. Once they just, you know, get new pipes. I mean, what needs to be done is just staggering and mind-boggling. I imagine they're just sitting there going, I don't even know where to start. You know,
yeah.
Where do we start with this?
That's what I'd be doing. Man, that's amazing. That's such an amazing story. I didn't know the true story. I just knew the generalities. And it's, I mean, you imagine how that guy feels.
He's covering his ass. He's, there's proof of him now, I think it was back this summer, reaching out to at least one pastor that he's friends with personally, and he, like, behind closed doors, having nothing to do with the actual governor's office, him personally sending water filters to these pastors that they could put in their churches so that they had good drinking water in Flint. So he knew what was happening. But officially, you know, his people didn't tell him what was going on. He had no idea until October that this was happening to the people of Flint.
What a dick.
Yeah.
This blows my mind.
And as I said, the audacity of sending that letter to everybody saying, you know, you should be good parents and making sure your kids are eating their vegetables. Really? Maybe you shouldn't have given them lead. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe.
And you know what's really awful, too, is you think, wow, water from Detroit. How awful could that be? But no, water from Flint is worse.
Yeah.
And actually, I think the water from Detroit's probably lovely. I don't know, but, you know.
Who knows? Who knows what's really in it?
I know.
I don't like to get in any kind of streams or anything like that unless they're far away from civilization.
Right. And actually, technically, you want it to be upstream.
Yeah.
You don't want to be, you know, downstream from St. Louis.
No.
Gross.
No. But that's pretty much called the Mississippi.
Yes.
Which we all know is gross.
The Hudson River in Detroit, or in New York, you know.
Yeah.
Yee.
Yeah. I mean, remember the jokes they were making after the plane crash? If the plane didn't kill him, the water will.
Yes.
Yeah. Don't jump into the water. Yeah, you just stay on the plane. Yeah, it's bad. But it's true.
Yep.
I mean, it's just, it's all bad, man.
There is a website. It deals with all of Michigan, like all of news throughout Michigan. It's called mlive.com. You'll find lots of news stories there about it if you're interested in learning more. mlive.com.
Yeah, I'm totally interested because I truly believe it's going to happen elsewhere.
Yeah.
You know, and Dallas might be one of those places where water is not plentiful to start with.
Right.
We have
so now they're starting to cut corners to get any water they can in, you know, You don't know. You hope not.
Yeah.
But you don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you have to be, like, totally suspect to drink anything. Has there been any price gouging, like bottled water in 7-Eleven and stuff like that?
I have not heard. Actually, some of the national chains like Meijer and Kroger, for their Flint stores only, have basically, they're selling the bottled water like at cost. They're not making any profit off it. So it's as cheap as they're getting it, they're passing it on to the people, which is really nice.
That is really nice.
And plus, I mean, there's lots being given out for free, too.
Damn, that's a hell of a story.
Because you think about it, you've got your bottled water, but how are you bathing? You know, if the water, I don't even know if you can absorb lead through your skin or you just have to ingest it, but try taking a shower without getting water in your mouth. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, I mean, I was taking a shower in the hospital with all these, like, things stuck to me and everything. It's impossible. It's impossible not to get them wet. It's impossible not to get water where it's not supposed to be.
Right.
Yeah. I use this Lush product, which is like a salt rub for your skin.
Okay.
And it's like, I had no idea it absorbs right into your skin.
Oh.
So, you know, it's like I'm going to bed at night for like 7 nights in a row with my heart racing. I'm like, what the fuck? What is going on? And then I was in the shower one night and I, you know, grabbed a little bit to use and I went, I think I better read about this. And sure enough, yeah, that it absorbs right into your skin. So it's like my salt level in my body had to be out of control.
As I say, I mean, it's the most obvious thing. Did you notice if you were more thirsty?
Yeah, I'm always thirsty. I drink more water than anybody I know, and I got like super yellow urine.
Really?
Yeah. I probably drink about 160 ounces of water a day.
Yeah, that should be clear.
Yeah. And work out.
Weird. Have you, like, told this to the doctor?
Yeah. And she just kind of shrugged her shoulders like, yeah, some people are that way. She goes, but if you're drinking that much water, trust me, you're good.
Interesting.
Yeah. She goes, you take a lot of vitamins? I went, yeah. She goes, could be that.
Yeah.
She said, but that whole your urine should be clear thing, she goes, I barely ever see clear urine when I walk in here.
It's the clumpy urine that really bugs her, but, you know.
Well, it's like they make you pee into this plastic bottle and hang it on the side of your garbage can. So it's like she sees plenty of it.
That's good urine.
At least I got to stick it in something while I was in there.
What do you mean?
Because you have to put it in those bottles.
Oh, okay.
You know.
It's like the first couple of
times. Yeah, first couple of times it was like, you know. So this is the closest I'm going to get to sticking it in any kind of hole for a while.
So charming.
Yeah. Well, that's the way we think.
Yes, I know. Well aware.
Yeah, I know you are. So anyway, Stacey, that wraps up podcast number 85. We are trudging Woo-hoo! Along here. 86 is next for you mathematicians out there.
We're Flint residents. I'm so sorry, kids. I'm so sorry, kids. Really.
Or for you Flint Municipal School System third graders.
I'm so sorry, Flint. I love you. I do.
Why would you not go somewhere else and be poor? You know, I mean, if you're in Flint,
you know,
you're poor.
Spoken like someone who doesn't understand that if you don't have the money to get in your car and drive someplace else, let alone put down a deposit someplace else, all this kind of stuff, easier said than done. I know it sounds easy and sounds like common sense, but it's not always that easy.
I know. Way to make me feel like an asshole, Stacey.
Then I was your one for today.
Yep. Yeah, I never thought it'd be you.
I don't think you're an asshole.
I know. But we will see you next time on the Threesome Podcast. Bye, Stacey.
Bye, Lex.